Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message entitled, Let It Rain, and I was sharing that natural things such as rain illustrate spiritual truths. Rain, natural rain, of course, is a sign of God's blessings. We know in the time of Elijah that it didn't rain at his word for 3 years, and that was because of the iniquity and wickedness of his people Israel. And yet we see even in our own land, especially large portions of our country, where we're suffering severe drought, especially in California. And that should be a wake-up call to people. It should be especially a clarion trumpet call to the people of God that we need to weep between the porch and the altar. Beloved, you might say, well, Sister Glass, I'm a Christian. I'm living a godly life. And yet God has called us, even as He called His people, as we see outlined in the Word of God, in both the Old and the New Covenant, to pray for and to repent for the sins of their fathers, for their own sins, and for the sins of those who were living as contemporaries. Daniel was a righteous man, and Nehemiah was a godly man, and yet he wept for the sins of his people. He wept for the condition of Jerusalem, the devastation that had come. The walls were torn down because of the disobedience and the whoring after other gods. God will not be mocked. As a man sows or as a nation sows, that will they reap. And so, beloved, rain is a sign of God's blessing. Of course, it also can be a sign of judgment, as we see in the great flood in the time of Noah. But natural rain, normal rainfall, is a blessing. It replenishes springs and fountains of the earth. It refreshes the earth. Leviticus 26:3-4 says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season. The land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Now, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were looking at the spiritual significance of rain. It symbolizes, or water, if you will, it symbolizes the Word of God. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, it talks about the water of the Word. Jesus cleanses His bride by the washing of the water of the Word. And we know in Isaiah 55 that the Lord says, as the rain comes down and snow from heaven, and it waters the earth, it makes it a bud that it can bring forth seed to the sower and bread to the eater, His Word also shall be in that very same fashion. It shall not return to Him void, but accomplish that which He pleases. So, water or rain, if you will, is spiritually symbolic of the Word of God. It's also symbolic of God's righteousness. And beloved, this is a wonderful thing because there's no self-effort implied in this. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we become a new creature, and the righteousness of Christ Jesus is imputed to us or given to us, and we are a new creature in Him. And for that reason, we can then be again in fellowship with the Father because of that perfect sacrifice of Jesus. God is a just God. He had to receive payment for sin, but in His great love and mercy, He sent Jesus to be our substitute. Let me share a powerful scripture found in Hosea, the 10th chapter, verse 12, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You see, there's a twofold operation going on there. We are required to do something, saints, and I believe the Christians in this nation, we need to sow to ourselves righteousness. And if we do so, we will reap in mercy. We need to break up the fallow ground. So many are sitting in pews today. They're complacent. They're satisfied. They don't see beyond themselves. As long as they're blessed and prospered, they don't have much concern for the multitude that are in the valley of decision. And we need to seek the Lord. Beloved, there's so much in the book of Hosea right now that is so timely, so speaks to the hour in which we live. It is time to seek the Lord, beloved, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So the water of the word, the righteousness of God, it is a rain that will bring forth greater and greater fruits of godliness. Rain or water is symbolic of spiritual blessings. Psalm 84 and 6 says, "Blessed is the man who passes through the valley of Baca. He makes it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." Beloved, we need as never before the rain of the Holy Spirit. He is the giver of all gifts. The word says that every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father, in whom there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good and every perfect gift. And Jesus ascended to the Father so he could send the Holy Spirit, that he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 16, when Peter stood up and said, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Do you notice there's no male or female in the Lord? "On my servants, my men servants, on my handmaidens, female servants, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit." Beloved, we need to press into God. We need to seek the Lord. We need to turn for our own wicked ways, that God will forgive our sin and hear from heaven and heal our land, as it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Beloved, the Holy Spirit, even in as times grow darker and darker, the world is waxing worse and worse, but upon God's people, there will be a glory seen. There will be righteousness. There will be mercy. There will be godliness. We will walk in his truth. Oh, beloved, I am stirred because the heart of God is yearning for his people to realize the lateness of the hour. Psalm 76 and 6 says, "He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his day shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace as long as the moon endureth." Praise God. And then a very powerful scripture, one that has just been burning in my heart, Hosea 6 and 3, with 6:1, it says, "Come and let us return to the Lord. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, and as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Beloved, we are living in perilous times, and we need to return to the Lord. Who was Hosea, the prophet, speaking to? He wasn't speaking to the wicked. He wasn't speaking to the ungodly nations that didn't know God. He was speaking to the people of the Lord. And he's calling us to return to him. The Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, through his prophets, are calling the people of God to realize that we need to repent of of every wickedness, every vice, every sin in our lives. We must, not that we will ever be perfectly without sin, because John tells us he that is without sin, he's the same as a liar. But the point is, our heart will be perfect. We will desire to serve the Lord only, to bring pleasure to Him, to be found doing those things that are pleasing to Him as a householder, as a servant who is busy about the Lord's work while his master is detained in a far country. Jesus is coming back, and we need to do with both hands willingly that which he has placed in our hands. He's coming to us as the latter and the former rain. Let's learn some things about in the natural now. In the Middle East, for example, there's a dry and a rainy season. And after the harvest in the fall, the rains begin to fall. It's called the early rain, and they come at intervals, days or, for one day or days at a time, and it basically opens the agricultural year. The soil is hardened and is cracked by the long summer, which doesn't receive rain, is loosened, and the farmer begins plowing. He begins to break up the ground. In Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, verse 14, the word of the Lord says, "And I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil." So God has promised this early and the latter rain. The season of winter rains, basically December through February, and then they increase and begin to abate in March, and they're practically over by April. So this latter rain are the heavy showers of March and April, and they come before the harvest and the long summer drought, and are of far more importance to the country than all the rains of winter. In Scripture, the rains of winter are passed over, but there's special emphasis that is placed on the early and the latter rains. And beloved, we need to call out for the rain. There's an old song we used to sing, "Send us the rain, Lord, send us the rain, Lord." We need the rain, not only naturally, but spiritually. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. And UCM Partners, God bless you for your prayer support as well as your financial gifts. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.